education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking backup, 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 the three rules of computing. Yeah?
Well said.
Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, Chris Cabrera. We're talking, we're the Data Doctors. We're talking to you about your questions, your problems, your issues with your wonderful computer. And we're going to obviously talk to a lot of people about a lot of things, like Rick, who's got questions about CD media type. Is that correct?
Yeah, my teenagers are giving me a hard time here. They say that to make a music CD, you got to buy the CDs that say music CD, and they cost more.
Yeah, that's called marketing.
All right, so I guess buy plain old CDs?
Well, it depends on what you're doing with these things. Are you burning MP3s, or you're returning them back to just regular old CD, music CDs?
Basically, I think what they're doing is picking a couple of songs off of each CD that they really like and making compilation CDs.
How well do they take care of their discs once they've burned them?
Pretty well. They all go in a little Case Logic CD case.
Okay. There's really not a tremendous about... I mean, all of these burned CDs are very, very susceptible to heat, to light, to a bunch of things, scratches, those kinds of things. So if they're taking very, very good care of their CDs, then I mean, that's the biggest concern, really, not the type of CDs you're buying. Are they having Are they having a problem with failure rates?
No, they're having a problem with debt.
Oh, they're just not. Dad's just not buying the cool CDs.
Right.
Come on, Dad, get with the program.
I mean, all right, we're going to buy the cheapos. Now about the backups. I've been backing up to DVD, and it seems to work pretty well.
Well, are you doing like archival kind of stuff, like once in a while, or are you doing this on a regular basis?
At the end of each day, I back up all of the data on my hard drive to a DVD.
Wow.
And how are you verifying that that data is good?
Nero actually has an option called Verify After Write.
Yes,
true.
And I use that, and then I close everything and use Windows Explorer to make sure it's actually there.
Excellent. Excellent.
But over time, it's worked well, so I basically check a document or two, and then I'm all happy with that.
And you're using multiple DVDs, not the same disc over and over again?
No, I've not had good luck with the RWs, so I basically just use one. They're so cheap now, it's not worth trying to rewrite it.
Oh, so you're just one-off in these things, and so you've got backups aplenty.
Yeah, I've got lots of backups.
After
about a month, I take them out of the jewel box and throw them away and reuse the jewel box.
You know, you can use those as very elegant coasters.
Also, they do a great job of scaring the birds away.
That is true. You for those of you that don't know, you can hang those in trees and off your back patio or whatever, and just let them kind of whip in the wind, and all that shiny stuff definitely does a good job.
So now here's my sneak-in question on DVDs. Which format is the most widely playable, plus R, minus R?
Well, when you say playable, the question then becomes playable in what?
Oh, DVD players, portable DVD players, that kind of thing.
Overall.
Yeah, there really isn't a standard that for sure, because it really comes down to the individual devices that you're playing them back on. Like, for instance, older DVD players have a problem with just about all the burned formats.
All right.
As far as the standard, the closest thing to a standard today would probably be the Plus. But, you know, is your DVD burner, is it an older one, or is it one of these that has all of the different formats?
It's a brand new one.
Okay, so does it support multiple, like plus and minus and all the various formats?
Yes, absolutely.
So what you're going to want to do, forget about what the most compatible is out there, is you're going to want to play around with each one of those formats for the devices that you're playing back on. Or like, if you send stuff to relatives, do a couple of test discs to find out so that you'll know, this relative needs this format, this relative needs that format, because that's basically the beauty of having these multiple format burners.
Excellent idea. I'm glad I called.
All right, Rick. Good luck.
Thanks.
And tell the kids no.
Get the cheapos.
Yeah, cheap discs are fine. That way you can get more of them. You know, you put it back to them and say, well, would you rather have...
Right. Yeah, that always worked on me.
You want two of the really, really expensive ones or 20 of the cheap ones? Reverse psychology, see if that works, huh? Let's see. We do have time. Let's see if we can help Peter. Peter with a Toshiba and another backup question. Peter, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. I was backing up some pictures last night from the file on my computer, My Pictures,
yes,
to an external 80-gigabyte hard drive that I have.
Okay.
And everything seemed to be going well, but periodically a little box would pop up that says the file thumbs, and thumbs was in quote, has extra information attached to it that might be lost if you continue copying. The contents of the file will not be affected. Information that might be lost includes, and then there was a colon.
Right.
You know,
yep.
Okay.
Okay, what that is the thumbnail view in Windows XP.
Right.
That thumbnail view, there's actually an associated file in each folder.
That kind of indexes.
Yeah, thumbs.db.
Right.
So it's okay. You don't need to copy those files because it'll recreate that thumbnail whenever you put it on a new machine. What it's saying is there's so many versions of this thumbs.db that it's going to overwrite, and it could cause, you know, the wrong thumbnail file to be in the wrong folder. So you actually don't want any of those when you're doing a backup.
So just click where it says continue anyway or proceed anyway. And,
right.
And it, but I just ended up clicking that over and over again. And is there any quick thing you can do so you don't get that all the time?
Well, see, you have what you're copying onto already has the thumbs.db file.
Oh.
So that's why it's saying I'm about to overwrite this thing and it could have some consequences.
Now, typically that file is hidden. So if you hide the files that shouldn't be seen anyway, you should be able to copy just viewable files, and then it won't try to copy that thumbs.db anymore.
Do you know how to check the status of hidden file viewing?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you just go to My Computer,
right,
click on Tools, and then Folder Options. Pardon me. You want to then click on the View tab, and about halfway down in the scroll bar section, you'll see Hidden Files and Folders. It says, do not show hidden files or folders, or show hidden files or folders. Make sure that yours is on Do Not Show, and that may eliminate the problem altogether for you.
Okay, great.
But understand, the reason it's doing that is because it sees the file. You know, it's about to copy over the top, and if it's the wrong thumbnail file, because it uses the same exact name in every folder,
right?
It gets real concerned about, well, you know, even though you said go ahead and overwrite stuff, I'm going to always make sure on this file.
Well, when I checked it on the external hard drive, all of the big files were there, and then I would also get the thumbnails again, like you're telling me. So
yeah,
it worked fine. It's just I don't like it when those little boxes pop up. I don't know what they mean.
Now, this device that you bought, this external device, is it something that you bought just off the shelf and you're manually doing the backup, or is it an actual backup kit?
No, it's a external 6x9 Western Digital hard drive, 80 gigabyte, and I just plug it in periodically and download picture files and other files.
So you're manually copying stuff?
Copying it, yes.
You might want to check out a company called CMS Products, cmsproducts.com.
Uh-huh.
We're actually testing some of their products right now. They have these external self-contained backup systems that include the software to do imaging or to take care of all that, and so things like overwriting files or files in use, those kinds of thing.
Right.
They have a real good software program called Bounce Back that kind of administers that for you. So if you want to do more than just what you're doing now and be more comprehensive, you might want to look at some of their software.
Makes great. The whole process a little more transparent, and there's a link to that on the radio website.
It may make it more easier. Is our more gooder English today? All right?
Yes. Kent, do you have time for another quick question?
Yes.
Okay. This one was on the Windows Office XP CD so that you don't have to download it over a line. I just have a regular telephone line. And Windows sent that to me, and they said it's an instant or automatic install, just like Windows XP 2 or
the Service Pack
2. Yeah, the Service Pack 2.
Right.
It said this Service Pack 3 for Office should install the same way, but it doesn't. I get a box that asks me where I want to put those files.
You're talking about off
way, and I have no idea what to type in there.
Are you talking about off the CD?
Yes, when I put the CD in, instead of it just downloading and going through with a wizard and going through all the paces and taking from the CD what it needs to update the Office XP on the machine, I get this box that says, where do you want to put files, I assume, from the CD?
Well, they may be files that need to be extracted, and so it's just a temporary space. Does it give you an example place where, like, if you said okay, it would just go to some place?
It says I can browse or I can put them. No, it doesn't really give me a place where I can just click and say, yeah, I'll put them there. It says I can browse, and I don't think it even makes a recommendation.
Then just go to your desktop and create a folder called temporary or something you'll know where it is, and then
browse
to your desktop and tell them to put the files there. That way you'll know. Because these could be just temporary extraction files, so that it can then do the installation.
And then it should move ahead and just do the automatic feature?
Well, should. That's a tough one,
Yeah.
without seeing exactly what caused it or what's going on, literally, and seeing the screens, it's hard to say. So that would be the next thing, so that at least okay, you're just taking step number two, put the files on this in this folder on my desktop, and then see where it takes you next. Hopefully it'll fulfill the whole process, and if not, you'll at least have an idea where these files are.
Now, you do have Windows or Office XP, correct?
Yes, I do. It's already on the machine, and they told me the CD they sent me says it's for the professional version, but they said it'll work fine for the standard version.
Yeah, it probably has to. It's so big it has to extract all the files before it can do the update.
Okay, and then if it does this, then I can just delete them from the desktop?
Right, just delete that folder that I had you create.
Great.
Simple enough?
Hey, really appreciate it.
You bet, Peter.
Thank you.
Take care now. And that is how it works, folks. You ask a question, we make up an answer. It's the Computer Corner, the Data Doctors, here in studio, News Radio 620, KTAR, back after this.
Art lovers, it's that time of the year again. The 8th annual Hidden in the Hills Artist Studio Tour. It takes place Friday, November 19th through Sunday the 21st, and again the following weekend, November 26th through November 28th. It's a free event, sponsored by the Sonoran Arts League in Carefree, Cave Creek, and North Scottsdale. Come meet some 140 artists and learn how they create their paintings, sculptures, pottery, and jewelry. Planning your self-guided tour is simple. Just pick up a map from the Carefree Cave Creek Chamber of Commerce or call 480-488-3381 to have a map mailed to you. Then choose from 41 art studios and plan to meet the artist that interests you between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Finding the studios is easy. Just follow the directions on your map and look for the lizard signs on the road. Don't miss the fun. It's the 8th annual Hidden in the Hills Artist Studio Tour. Call 480-488-3381 for information. 480-488-3381.
You've heard me for a couple of weeks talk about GoToMyPC.com, and I've really kind of talked to those of you that travel, that are maybe in business, that need a way to remotely access your desktop. And highly recommend this. But, there are other uses for this particular invention, if you will. How about all you folks that have to help grandma halfway across the world with her computer? She's calling with questions and problems, and you spend a half an hour, 45 minutes on the phone trying to explain something that if you could see, you could probably take care of in 20 seconds and get back to the ballgame. Well, check out GoToMyPC.com. Have grandma loaded on her machine, and you can remotely access her machine from yours as a test to see, hey, is this a software program or a system that I'd want to implement? Just go to mypc.com, click on the radio listeners button, and type in KTAR, and you'll get a special deal from us here at the Computer Corner, a 45-day free trial. It'll make you happy. It'll make grandma happy. It'll make all the people that have to deal with these computer issues very happy. GoToMyPC.com.
This is a nice restaurant.
Well, I have something important to ask you.
Really?
Janet? Will you marry me?
Oh, Bob.
Janet, will you marry me?
No, thank you.
Janet, will you marry me?
Let me see the ring.
Janet, will you marry me?
Why not? I probably deserve you.
The future. Well, it's a bit unpredictable. Just look at interest rates. It's hard to tell what the future holds. That's why Wells Fargo is introducing the SmartFit Home Equity Account. It's a new kind of home equity account with a low initial fixed rate so you can have a consistent payment for years to come. Plus, it gives you the certainty you need at the end of the initial fixed rate term to better manage your finances. It's a great way to pay for everything from home improvements to weddings. Sound like a smart fit for you? Talk to a Wells Fargo banker about a smart fit home equity account today. Ah! Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and a member FDIC equal housing lender.